Area 941 podcast are produced and distributed by Community Powered 94.1 KPFA Radio. Please help support Area 941 at kpfa.org.
And we're back live, the Tom and Tim Show.
Play ball tomorrow, opening day. Some of the pre-opening results have not been great.
They have not been great.
No, Bocce. But Bocce was waxing philosophical.
Yes.
God love him. So that's a very positive thing that's happening. However, you know, my attention has been drawn to a number of things this week. The school superintendent came to mind because I know that he got a unanimous vote. And I was just wondering about the process. Now, I've tried to contact Matt Haney, and maybe we'll try Mark Sanchez. I'm not out to get anybody. I just want to know, how public was the process? You know, what boat did I miss here? And there are some red flags. You know, there is the charter issue. A lot of this stuff is done in closed session. Then you can't say whatever. And I didn't know everyone who was applying. I know Mi Young Lee applied. And in fact, that was the only other one I knew. But I would be interested. And I think it is, it should be public. You know, who were the other candidates? That yeah. kind of stuff.
I know nothing negative about him, and we all hope for the best. I agree with you.
I heard he's not a stir up the shit kind of guy, and that might be what's going to work. You know, so it's not even that. It's just that it seemed to happen pretty fast, and maybe not. You know, but I like to hear from the school board members. They can kind of fill us in. And you know, and the issue of the day, you know, is teacher housing. You know, we've been talking about it for 30 fucking years, and it would be good to know what quality he has around that issue. I think that he did do some stuff, but you know, everything is speculative. And you know, one thing people have talked about is decentralization for years. I know Sandy Feuer as well, and you know, there are pieces of property all over the city, particularly in the Sunset in Richmond, that they could house they could house administrative offices or something, mm-hmm. you know, rather, because, you know, 555 Franklin.
The school district owns quite a bit of property.
Yeah, and, you know, the way it's set up, you know, some of the places only have small little cubicles for offices, and, you know, but other places, you know, could have more potential as housing. The problem is that, you know, if they do still have a building and a manager department or a person, they usually only look at the real estate part. They don't look at design, and they don't look at here's a template where we can have our administrative offices here. We can have teacher housing here. Those are important things.
It's going to be a challenge.
Yeah.
It's going to be a challenge. We'll see. We'll know in a few months.
Yeah. And then, the chancellor search has been extended at City College.
Yep.
So, we're obviously hoping that that's a transparent process as well. So,
but they haven't offered you the job, Tom.
No, they haven't.
No. Although, that's too bad.
Although, in all due modesty, in all due modesty, I have been approached by faculty and
I'm
teachers.
Sure.
You know,
I'm
on
sure.
the Muni. You're going to be chancellor here. Yeah, fine. Let's go. Yeah. But again, open, transparent, and everybody, I think, would like to know who the candidates
right,
are.
Exactly.
That should all happen. But the other thing I was looking at, you know, with the issue around the broadcast of When We Rise, and then, you know, people having opinions about it and the history involved there. And it always, it did validate, you know, my position that the gay left, particularly in San Francisco, contributed a lot to what San Francisco is today and how we deal with certain social justice issues. But it always, and I don't think this is intentional, I think that people are remiss. And so sometimes, like on a, you'll see on a panel, there won't be either anybody gay or if they are gay, they might represent a more middle of the road approach. I'm just kind of noodling here, mm-hmm. and I'm not self-promoting. There are plenty of us who are still around. Because I noticed there was going to be a panel, what's the fate of the left and all that. And hopefully that will not be left out. But, you know, if you don't have that lens or that personal experience and are still around, then you're not going to get focused that way.
I think you said it, right? There's a lot of people who are still around. I mean, and a lot of this requires you to have been there in the day, you know, and have that
dust
personal
yourself
memory.
Off. Da, yeah. da, da, da. All right.
Yes.
So that, and now, the breed chronicles. You know, there's this expression about throwing shade, and I keep thinking shade and shady. So there's two things that Breed has been involved in. One is her housing bill and with Safai, yeah.
Well, there's her housing bill with Safai, but also the rezoning of the Divisadero Corridor.
I saw dear Asha shopping at the Westfield Mall at noontime on a Friday. So not that. What am I? I'm not saying anything.
Did he have a place to park?
That's a big thing. He was cruising. He had to park all the way down the city, you know. That's coming up. And then there's this new reporter. I think it's new. About the implication in the Shrimp Boy.
Yeah, the Shrimp Boy case, the gift that never stops giving. I mean, the
it's a terrible thing that happened.
I know, but you know, that more and more stories keep coming out of this, and the latest is that a whole bunch of people have been indicted for bid rigging around in Berkeley, around bids on the Lawrence Berkeley Laboratory. And, you know, the thing is, these are all...
That's reassuring, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Use cardboard instead of concrete. All right.
And the thing is, all of the people involved are such potentially corrupt characters that, you know, you don't really know who to believe. And when one of them comes out and says, oh, I gave London Breed free credit cards, non-traceable credit cards in exchange for this, you don't know. I mean, London Breed says that never happened. These people are lying to the...
lying to themselves.
They're lying to themselves.